Straight to our top story. Bahraini regime forces have arrested more than 30 people over the past couple of days in a series of raids on the homes of anti-government protesters. Bahrain's main opposition group, Al-Wafaq, says these Saudi-backed forces raided dozens of houses in several villages in their crackdown on anti-regime protesters. The group says a child is among the detainees. Bahraini police frequently attack the houses of protesters in the small Persian Gulf state. The country is in the middle of an uprising with protesters pushing for the ouster of the ruling Al Khalifa dynasty. Bahrain is a key U.S. ally in the region, and the crackdown on anti-regime protesters usually goes unreported in the Western media. For more on that story, we're joined by a professor of Lebanese University, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Saleh, welcome to the program. I'd like you to weigh in on the recent actions by the Al Khalifa regime, raiding houses in several villages. Just how far are the Al Khalifa willing to go to quell these peaceful protests?
Well, good morning. First of all, the Bahrainis are not tired from this revolution, and they are going to continue. Even if the family, the corrupt family in Bahrain, would arrest the majority of the Bahrainis, there is a very high decision in the Wafaq and all the opposition parties, and probably some of the people who are now impartial and sitting aside, to continue this march and this revolution until they topple this family. Because this family, it is well known now, the most corrupt family, or what, as you said, dynasty or royal family or tribal family or what, from the medieval ages in Bahrain, are really the most corrupt and the most barbarous tribe in the whole world, because they are doing everything to avoid any reforms on the level of the state and in the institutions. And we see, we read reports now about the corruption in this regime, from this minister to that manager or to that president of a company. So we see kind of a very weak regime, and the people are in their most efforts in order to topple this regime. That's why I think Bahrainis are not tired, and they are going to continue, and they will achieve their victory, inshallah.
Professor Saleh, many opposition figures and demonstrators are being held in prisons, many of them with drummed up charges and lengthy sentences. My question is, when do you think the Western media and the international community and some of the countries that advocate freedom of expression and human rights will step up and condemn what is taking place in Bahrain?
Well, we start to see signs of this kind of move from the from some of the organizations, humanitarian organizations, some of the press papers in London, The Guardian, and other press journals and daily journals. This kind of moves, I have heard some reports that telling about the this corrupt regime. I guess now we are seeing a new stage in the revolution, and the situation started to move some minds in the West and talking about making some reforms. Whenever this what so-called emir from Bahrain visit especially London, because they belong to London, they are agents of the British British Empire, what so-called empire. And now I guess there are talks about some reforms to them. But the question is whether could they do any reforms without collapsing in the ocean of this revolution? That is, I think, the coming days will respond, will answer this question. But I think this family is going to collapse soon enough.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohsen Saleh, speaking to us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.